1850 715 815.
Hello, good afternoon, and you're very welcome to Liveline. 51551 is our text number. Eileen Mackin is in Kildare. Eileen, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe.
How many years ago, Eileen, is it since you were given up for adoption, so to speak?
I'll be 82 in August, Joe. And I have never known my mum. I've never seen my mum. I've had no information whatsoever.
Until now.
Yeah.
So 82 years later, you went looking for your mother a number of years ago.
Yeah. And last year, I got word that my mum, through the genealogist, he was brilliant. And he went in search for me, because anything I did, there was no information whatsoever. But last year, about August, I got a call from the genealogist to tell me that he had found my mum and that she was alive at 103, Joe. You can imagine.
Yeah, incredible.
And Eileen, once I heard that, nothing would stop me but to try and get to see her.
And as you told us when you were on before, and when you came on the first time, when you were looking for help, and thankfully that genealogist was listening to you. When you came on before, you told us that your mother was 103, but she will be 104 this Saturday.
She'll be 104 this Saturday, Joe.
But brilliant.
I went over to see her.
Oh, brilliant.
And Joe, she's the most beautiful lady, lovely family. They gave me a great welcome.
So, Eileen, I'll let you just go back to for a little bit. Because when you were on with us, it's about 4 months ago, when you found her.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. And you shocked the nation when you said, I'm 82, I've been looking for my mother for 82 years, effectively.
Absolutely.
And believe it or not, I found my mother and she's still alive. But then you were worried, because she lived in Scotland and was kind of housebound, that you would not get to see her because you're in Ireland and you're 82. It's a fine healthy age. So how did you organise getting to Scotland? Who organised all of that?
My own family, which I can understand, were worried about me going without getting an invitation from the family. But it went on and on for so long, Joe.
Right.
I just thought, I'll take the bull by the horns.
Right.
And I went over on the 11th of April gone. And I just went with my daughter and my husband and her husband. And I went and I knocked on the door.
Yeah.
And the gentleman opened the door and I told him I was from Ireland and that I had found my mum here and could we come in to see her? And he said, certainly.
Right.
We came in and Joe, honestly, I haven't got over the acceptance that I got because I was thinking, look, this is terrible. What am I going to do? But anyway, I put up with it. They accepted me and I had a great chat with my mother. Now, I know she's my mum. And I did say it to her, you know I'm your daughter.
Yeah.
And she just looked up at me and she took my hand and we had a great chat. Now, she never kind of accepted it. I think it's nearly gone past her.
Yeah.
But there was such a bond between the two of us, Joe. It was fantastic.
And
but such a kind lady.
Yeah.
And I've said to my children all my life, I love this lady that I don't know who she is. And that is exactly what I got when I went to the door. And the reason I got in touch with you, Joe,
yeah.
a lot of people are asking me, yeah. have you seen your mum yet?
Yes, of course.
Have you seen? And everybody has been so kind and so good to me. I want to thank you, Joe, because we came online and this is where I got the genealogist.
Yeah. Oh, that's
and everybody wants to help me.
Okay.
And so they did.
And rightly
and
so, Eileen.
I just want to thank everybody, okay. Joe.
Who has?
From Lifeline, yourself, you do a wonderful job, and I'm so grateful to you. And okay. thank the whole world that I'm such a happy lady now. And I just want to...
Eileen, do you want to tell me your mother's first name?
Elizabeth.
Elizabeth, okay. So you met Elizabeth. When you went, did you go to her home? She's still living in her house.
She's living in her house.
Incredible.
As happy as you could be, Joe.
And what was she doing when you landed in?
She was reading the newspaper.
Wow, brilliant!
And when she saw me, I said to her, "We were from Ireland."
Yeah.
And she said, "I was born in Ireland."
Oh my God!
And she was thrilled, and she never let go my hand. She put her arms around me, Joe.
Yeah.
I'd love to show you the picture. I will sometime.
Yeah.
But I'm
that
just
sounds fantastic.
So, and how... so happy, Joe. And I just want to get closure that everybody will know
that
their hard work, all their prayers, all their kindness, I just want to thank everybody. And now...
Eileen, did you meet Elizabeth's other children or grandchildren, if she has some?
She didn't have any children.
Oh, wow.
When she had me. But she does have two sons. And Joe,
subsequently, okay.
To hear her talk about her sons and looking at her, they are looking after her so well.
Fantastic.
They're a lovely family.
So you've two brothers, well, half-brothers, so
yeah.
to speak. Okay. And did you meet them, Eileen?
I only met one of them.
Okay.
What
age group would he be? You're 82.
Oh, they're in their 70s.
Yes, of course.
Yeah. So can you imagine, Joe?
Now, Eileen, isn't it good news as well that your mother is 104? It means you'll keep going for another at least 22 years.
I wish I had the help that she has.
Yeah, you will. People
Joe,
love you.
If you saw her little face, and such a happy little lady, she is just fantastic. And I can't believe this surprise I've got at this stage in my life. You can understand.
Of course,
how
I can. Nobody. When you contacted us first, I said I was probably just going on previous. I said at 82, it might be very. It's highly unlikely that your mother is still alive. But there she was. She is still alive, and she's 104 on May the 11th.
This
Saturday,
she's 104.
My own mother is 90 on May the 11th. This Saturday, would you believe it?
Really?
Yeah.
Good luck to her.
Fair play to her, yeah, Mabel. So that's a fantastic story, Eileen. Now, Eileen, did you fly over or get the?
Oh, we flew over, Joe.
Yeah.
It took me a while to get together and get anything I needed.
Okay.
And there is a family in Scotland who are friends of my friends here who came down to the hotel and said, whatever you need, Eileen, we'll help you. And they brought me to the house and waited for me, and they were so kind, Joe. We had 3 days of wonderful happiness.
Oh, 3 days you spent there.
That
fantastic.
I've never, ever had before.
And had you ever been in Scotland before?
Not at all.
You've been on a plane before.
No.
You've been on an airplane before.
I've had plenty of lovely holidays.
And you'll have plenty more, Eileen.
Please goodness, you are.
And how did you part, you and your mum?
Pardon?
How did you finish up that lovely meeting? Did you?
Well, you know, it was very hard because she wouldn't let me go. And I was afraid to stay too long with her because she's elderly and I had to respect that. And her son was so lovely. And my mum said to me, "Oh, I wish I could get up and make some tea for you. But I don't think I'd be able."
Yeah, of course.
I said, "Don't worry at all about it. I don't want tea. I just want to chat to you." Joe, it was lovely.
And when you arrived back in Ireland, Eileen, it's nearly a month at this. What's it been like? Now that you've managed to settle or whatever,
Do you know the way it is, Joe? I don't think I've done any work in the house. I'm that happy. I'm going around singing. And anybody I can thank, I'm thanking them. Because, honestly, I never realised I had such kind people. And my eldest daughter, Hazel, she's done so much.
I know we spoke to her before. But Eileen, what do you mean you haven't done any work? You've let the house go to rack and ruin?
No,
you haven't taken the Dyson off the wall since the middle of April. What housework are you expected to do, woman, at a beautiful age of 82 years of age? You have your feet up, I presume.
Honest to God, Joe, you've no idea what it has done to me.
Okay.
It's just...
We can hear it. You can hear it in your voice.
I'm just so happy, Joe. Yeah.
That was a fantastic story.
And I'm so grateful to everybody in Ireland and the friends in Scotland.
But Aidan, I hope you do, because I'm looking at the messages coming in here. You have given so many people a lift with that story, not just the story, but the way you tell the story. You talked about your mother being such a lovely little face and such a gentle way about her, and her sons having a gentle way about her. You have it as well. You have it as well. It's in your DNA, and I'm sure you've passed it on to your own children.
Kindness is never lost. And I always feel, and I've always said to my children, if you can do a kind thing for people, you'll walk well in this country. You know.
Yeah.
So I have three lovely children and the best husband I could ask for. So I'm very lucky, Joe. Okay.
And you were, just for people who are only hearing your wonderful voice now, we're talking to Eileen Mack, and she's 82. Last year, about a year ago, she contacted Liveline looking for her mother because you were reared in an orphanage, isn't that right?
I was,
yes. Yeah. And you were looking for your mother, and people said, well, at 82, the prospects of finding your mother. Then a genealogist contacted us and he got more information. He was fantastic, as you say. And he managed to find a location. And then the next step was, and you took us to the next step because you were on when you found her. The next step was, because she was older, she was 103 at that stage, you were worried, would you actually get to Scotland? You know, and that has happened, which is fantastic.
It has happened, Joe.
Okay, and you're...
And really, I don't think I'll ever come down out of the clouds.
Yeah. Eileen, do you look back on... Now, you had a hard life at times, didn't you? Is my memory correct?
Yeah.
You were taken out of the home at 16 and you were... You wanted to be a nurse.
Yeah.
And you did go away to London.
And then when we lost our little boy, after, that was the hardest part in my life, because I just felt, Joe, that, you know, even though the neighbours where we were and all, we went that long in the house, everybody was trying to help. But, do you know, if you have one relative you can go to, you know, it would have been wonderful. But we got through it, and thank God. And George and I, please God, will be 60 years old
60
next
years,
year.
60 years married, love.
We're 59,
okay.
We're 59
Brilliant.
Years married
Brilliant.
This July.
Brilliant.
So,
and you'll make
a lot to be grateful for.
And your little boy, wasn't he only four? He was one of your four children who died, wasn't he, when he died?
Yeah.
Okay. Eileen, I remember you saying, because it's still in my head, that didn't you want to become a nurse?
And then I did.
The house that you were working in Dunleary, straight out of Strumpet City, the house you were working in Dunleary, I think it was he a doctor, the family doctor?
He was.
And he said to you, you can't go to England because you don't have a birth cert.
I had nothing, Joe. At the age of 18 or whatever, I had no documentation. I didn't know what the word meant.
Yeah.
But anyway, eventually, we got this birth cert. And I was able to go.
Okay.
But unfortunately, I was so lonesome after leaving everybody here. And I got very ill, and I had to come back.
Okay.
So I didn't get to the nursing, but I nursed my children. I knew how to look after them, so things were good.
And did you tell me, again, all these incredible, the power of radio and the power of you, Eileen, the power of your images, did you not tell me that you cried on the boat on the way back?
I did.
Yes.
I cried all the way over. I was so lonesome. And honestly, I don't even know how I got there, but I was there with my case and my coat, and off I went. And I loved it. I was only there for a couple of months.
Yeah.
And suddenly I lost an awful lot of weight. The doctor said it was fretting. So he said, you'd be better off going back to Dublin, which I did. And it was hard, Joe. I had to look for somewhere to live. Mm-hmm. I had to look for jobs. I was in and out of jobs. But there's always somebody worse, isn't there?
You have
to take what life brings to you.
Okay, stay with us, Eileen. I'll talk to you after this break.
Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
And joe@rt.ie. We're talking to Eileen Macken. Listeners will recognise Eileen's voice from before. She's now 82 years of age. She began her search in earnest for her mother, who obviously she hadn't seen in 82 years, about two or three decades ago. And then that wasn't going anywhere. And she called this radio programme, and thankfully we had a genealogist listening, and he took it in hand, and he actually tracked down Eileen's mother in Scotland. Eileen's in Ireland. She lived in an orphanage, and she told your story there. And she's married to... Give me his name. What's your husband's name
again?
George. Married to George. Happily married for 60 years, nigh on 60 years. And she's managed to meet her mother for the first time in the last few weeks. And her mother, Elizabeth, will be 104 for this coming
yeah.
Saturday. Fantastic. Fantastic. And Eileen.
Yes, Joe.
At 82... did you ever say to yourself, or Hazel, or even George, say to yourself, Eileen, you mightn't be able for the shock of this?
Oh, no, it was no shock. I was so adamant that I wanted to meet my mum, because, Joe, I felt, how can I be one person on this planet and having nobody? I had to go and search. And I don't know. I think it was prayers from everybody that helped
the wishes.
Me. And to find her, the genealogist worked so hard, Joe. He really did. He was so kind to me. And every time he had a bit of good news, he'd come to me with it.
He's great. And you generate that kindness. And off air, I asked you what your motto is. And you said, one day at a time. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
That's your one day at a time. And that's your favourite song as well.
Absolutely.
So here's, and we're all singing this with you, Eileen. I'm singing it for you.
Thanks, Joe.
This is Glory for Eileen Macken. And your mother, is this your happy birthday to Elizabeth, 104?
Yeah.
I'm just a woman. Help me believe in what I could be and all that I am. Show me the stairway I have to climb.
Lovely song, isn't it? Violin.
That's lovely.
One day at a time. Do you know how many days you waited till you met your mother? 29,903.
I could quite
82
believe
years.
It, Joe.
82 years.
I
one day
quite
at a time. 30,000 days later, you met your Mary Cunningham, 51551. Mary, are you in tears like the rest of the country listening to this incredible woman, Eileen Macken?
Absolutely. You're an inspiration. You're oozing your goodness all over the country to the Live Line listeners. Eileen, is it?
Eileen.
Yeah.
Eileen, it's a privilege to talk to you. And if we had more people like you in this world, one day at a time is my motto as well, and that's Gloria from Monaghan singing it. And I'll tell you, Eileen, you have a beautiful, beautiful, kind voice, and you really stirred me today and have made my day, and I'm sure everyone that's listening to you. And there's a book or a play or even a film, Eileen, in all you've gone through and all you radiate. And I want to say thank you. And you deserve everything you got because you're just wonderful.
Okay. Well,
thank you so much. That's
a pleasure to talk to you.
Well said.
A privilege.
Okay.
And honestly, you're a wonderful lady, and Joe handles you so well. He's inspired by
you. I didn't have to
well.
Ask any questions. She's so fantastic.
Absolutely.
Mary. Mary, thanks a million, because you're articulating
thanks,
what's
Eileen.
On our screen,
thank
left,
you
right, and centre.
Thank you very much indeed.
Okay, Eileen, we'll say goodbye.
Thank you, Joe.
We'll keep in touch. And if you need anything else, give us a shout. You know that.
Thanks very much.
Okay,
Joe.
And you look after yourself, because we all love
much.
You.
Yeah.
Bye bye, Eileen.
Joe.
Bye bye.
God bless.